When you're interviewing for jury duty,
yeah,
is it effective to intentionally say something to try and get kicked off the jury? Is that, I mean, is do people do this, right?
People do that, but they make you take an oath beforehand to like be as honest as possible.
Yeah, I don't want to break no oaths in court.
You're a rule follower, Doug. You know,
I am a rule
follower.
As I'm saying, you are what you say you are in court. Like that's when, if you're in court and under oath, and you are limited to what you would say under oath, it's kind of who you are. And so, if I have to take an oath, then damn it, I guess I wouldn't. I'm sure people do, but I wouldn't. Because I'm convinced, if there is some crime that be committed, but I hate my CPA, always have. Never had a good experience with them. And they'd say, who's your CPA? And I'd be like, and they go, and then like the bailiff would come up and arrest me and take me away. And I'd end up on trial. That's what I'd be convinced is going to happen, is I'd be the one that ends up on trial.
Cause you're a terrible liar.
I'm a terrible liar. And even if, let's say I lie and get away with it, I'd lay at home at night going, they're coming for me. For lying to get out of church.
Yes.
Well, they ask you questions. Like, for the example, my case, the tax evasion thing, Gator, you're wondering about. Yeah. Like, they'll ask you a question like, do you know or are you related to a CPA? And you raise your hand, right? Gator, you know so many people that, or went to high school with so many people, apparently, too, that I think you would have raised your hand for every question.
100% I would raise my hand.
Right?
I know a CPA. Yeah, I know a CPA.
Yeah, do you know? Yeah,
I know several.
Whatever, you know. Yeah. But they would ask, it doesn't matter. Do you know a juggler? You would raise your hand.
I feel like.
So, and then I was raising my hand a lot, and I felt like they think.
Are you talking about that jackass Dan? Yeah, I know a juggler.
So I kept raising my hand.
Yes.
I think they kept thinking I was trying to get my way out of it. I was like, I kind of know a lot of people.
Yeah, you know people.
It, for lawyers, is selecting the jury kind of like the draft?
They did play the sounder.
Do they? So they were the jury. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to. The first pick, I select juror number 17. Is that what it's like for a lawyer?
They gave me a hat and everything.
I found the experience to be fascinating. You know, sitting in the jury room and watching how the attorneys act with this. Like, jury, like they'll say, juror number 17, you're excused. Like, not even ask questions. Because I think they have like a basic background on the people.
I don't like the cut of your jib.
Yeah, I don't like that sweater you're wearing. You're gone. You know, and they don't have to offer up anything. They just say jury 35. You're excused. And then the questions they ask, and they have their notebooks and they start writing in it. I found it all to be very interesting. And then when I was selected on the jury, and you're going through the case, and then you go to deliberate to see who you're in the room with, and the amazing group of people that you are with, because everybody is so different, all different backgrounds, different walks of life, different education levels, different ages, different colors, different creeds, everything. It's amazing. I think it's something that everybody should go through once.
Yeah, our whole room got dismissed before anything even started. They were like, you can all go.
That was the second time. The second time I went, I actually brought a book and I started reading a book the second time.
Okay. Really? What'd you do?
No, I did. I had the Bob Probert book, and I was reading through that, and it was like 2 hours into it, and then a guy comes out and says, all right, everybody's been excused. They've had an issue, and so you're free to go. It was awesome.
So Brandon Aubrey's still going to be able to kick for the Cowboys, right, on Sundays?
Yeah, because they won't be sequestered, and I think Sunday's a day they're not going to have anything going on for the jury, I guess, or whatever. So,
well, I'm guessing you can still go. I mean, he's a kicker, so... Okay, I'm on jury duty until 4. I'll go to the facility and then kick, you know. Keep the leg in shape.
I mean, hopefully they're not introducing any new wacky onside kick if they're going to use late in games. And they don't have them around to practice with the team. Other than that, you're probably right. Just go to the facility and kick at night. Jury duty all day.
So, I mean, a lot of times they'll let you off, too, if you have, like, a planned vacation or surgery or something like that. Like, he could have been like, well, I'm kicking for the Dallas Cowboys on Sunday. You know, and they're like, oh, okay, we can dismiss you for that. I think he wants to be on the jury. I'm like, he's like, no, I'm good. I got nothing going on. I'm like, for 3 hours, I'm busy on Sunday. But other than that.
Yeah, they're like, well, you know what? It's a Monday through Friday thing. So yeah,
exactly.
The judge is like, I like this guy.
Hey, you got the 49ers this weekend. This is a big game. Right. We're gonna dismiss you.
I just got a call from Jerry. He says to let you go. So.
Right, Mom.
He fired all the lawyers. Right. Jerry did.
Actually, Jerry hates kickers. He's probably, let him serve. It don't matter.
He shouldn't hate this kid.
No, he shouldn't. He makes everything.
Yeah.
Every damn thing.
Well, if he's late on Monday because he slept in, because isn't that the Sunday night game? I think that's a Sunday night game.
Oh, it might be. I know it's at least a 4 o'clock game. It might be the Sunday night.
Could you imagine?
I think it's Sunday night.
Come back Monday to the jury duty after a kick on Sunday night. Let's say you miss the kick that wins the game.
I the idea though that being on the other side of this, basically you're just, if I were just like sitting and I got selected for a jury and I'm waiting and I'm like, Jake Bates. Awesome. I'm on a jury with Jake Bates. I mean, I'd start firing him questions and like, hey, you want to go get lunch? Like, hang out with Jake Bates, right? There's got to be a Cowboy fan that's going to be in that jury selection pool. That's going to know.
There's a Cowboy fan?
That's going to know who Brandon Aubrey is.
Yeah. I definitely know the story now.
Yeah. Cade Cunningham. I'm on a jury with Cade Cunningham. Like,
No, silly.
You're going to end up with somebody.
Sorry, that's Rick Mahorn.
You're going to end up with somebody famous. The other part of this.
I wonder if anybody ever has served with somebody famous.
Probably. Probably somebody served with you.
I think we automatically assume that that was
somebody far
not
more famous than
two,
you.
Yes. That's like, you know, 30 years ago. So
you have a degree of fame. Well, if one of our listeners, like if we ended up in a jury and one of our listeners was there, they'd be like, that's Gator.
Yeah. No, but like it's back then. No, not so much. But
hey, can you deliver the verdict in Jim Leland's voice?
It's obvious. We found a loophole in the tax code, and you just take advantage of it. So that's why you hire your CPA. You know, they're going to cover your ass, and if not, then the next thing you know, you're chewing that yesterday. The problem is everybody's chewing yesterday's breakfast, right? What's the statute of limitations? I got to go.
There you go.
When's the smoke break?
Right.
It would be bad if Aubrey did miss the field goal, like Sunday night, like you said, Gator, and he had to show up Monday, because the case is a strangulation case. Oh.
About choking?
Yes.
How is this guy on the jury?
He
play in the NFL. Have you heard of or know anybody that's been, it was like, you know, we know players. You're excused.
Mm-hmm.
Not so much. They're like, we want this guy. Oh, the kicker of the Cowboys? You're on, man. You're not getting out of this.
So, accordingly, the Cowboys did try to get him out of it. Like, Jerry Jones, whoever. They tried to get Aubrey excused. But Aubrey insisted on doing it.
Awesome.
Now I like this. I love it. Civic duty, Aubrey, yes.
Yeah. He's like, I don't want to practice.
You better make the kick. Yeah, you better
he's
going to
make the kick,
points.
Then he's going to yell out, innocent!
we did get a tweet here from Attorney Feaster.
We are adjourned.
Attorney Feaster tweeted us and said, yes, cases are won and lost at jury selection.
Oh, without question, yeah. They know what they're looking for when they're trying to,
dude,
depending on the case.
I actually kind of like the concept of picking a jury. Like I like this. I want to know more about it. It sounds like one of the more challenging and interesting strategic parts of the job.
How about this?
Whoa. I don't know what that was.
How about we do we draft people from the radio station that you think would make great jurors?
Oh, and who we wouldn't want on our jury?
Yeah, and who you'd excuse. Like, come up with a roster. Maybe Kang throws a name.
I don't know.
What?
Hmm.
Like, for instance, I think I would want you on a jury.
You think you'd want me on a jury?
Yes. Because
are you guilty or are you innocent? I think if you are,
I would want, either way, I'd want you on a jury.
If you're guilty, I'm going to see right through you.
See, but you look at things from a 360 degree view.
I do.
So that's why I think you'd make a great juror.
Okay.
Here we go. So
I get selected with the first pick.
I would select with the first pick in the jury pool. from the radio station, I would select Doug Karsh.
I want to know if my client is innocent or guilty.
Your client?
Well, if I were picking,
if I were a lawyer,
yeah. Well, this is how it's selected. Yeah.
If I, is the guy I'm defending innocent or guilty?
He's guilty.
Okay, I pick. He's guilty. So I want somebody who's gullible for conspiracy theory. With the first pick, I select Rico Beard.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh,
yeah. If my client's guilty, if he's innocent, I go with Greg Hargrave.
Greg's a great call.
Yep. Morning show.
Very, producer. very smart.
Board up.
All right, is my client guilty or innocent?
Client's guilty.
All right. Then I would rule out Kang. We're going to rule out Kang. I think Kang brings in a lot of prejudices to this case. There's no way that I want him on the case if there's even a hint of guilt. I think Kang's going to sniff it out and he's going to be guilty. So
I know Kang's a lot of CPAs.
I'm right, exactly. I'm dismissing Kang.
And a juggler named Dan.
I would have Caputo on the jury.
Would you?
Yes. Because sometimes I think Pat wants to be the smartest guy in the room.
Yeah.
He'll be the contrarian. If my client's guilty, Pat's going to find a way.
I like it.
To defend him and say that he's innocent.
Well, we got to move on because we're out of time. But